caught in self-centered dream. Of those words, which is the most significant for us, for our practice, for clarifying practice? I will say caught. It's the caughtness, or to use the traditional term that the Buddha used in the Four Noble Truths, the trisna, whether you use the word caught, attached, attachment, thirsting, clinging, that makes the suffering and harming. Self-centeredness, dreams are this life of the universe that arises and passes. It's the wave of the ocean that appears. It's the cloud in the sky. It's our caughtness with this, our clinging to it, our fighting it, whether it's holding or resisting, that creates suffering, harming, that blinds us to this universe that we are. And instead, we live as if what we call self-centeredness. There's no problem with self-centeredness arising. It's just part of being human. No problem with all sorts of thoughts and reactions occurring. It's just part of being human. And if we're fighting thinking, then we're in an endless struggle with what is. I have to stop thinking, I have to stop thinking. That doesn't work either. Or I have to get right thinking. What is actual right thinking? That's non-thinking. That's allowing thinking to arise, allowing not thinking to arise, and yet not being caught up in it. Being the ocean, and yet being the wave that we are of this moment. And in a sense, you could say, if it's not a matter of thinking and not a matter of not thinking, it's the non-thinking that Dogen emphasizes, not just Dogen, Yaoshan, who he quotes, ancient master, when in Fukan Zazengi he talks about what is Zazen. It's non-thinking. What is practice is releasing when we're caught up. It's forgetting self, if I use that kind of expression. But you can't force yourself. You try to stop yourself from selfing, that's useless. Worse than useless. It just creates all sorts of tension. All sorts of trouble. So we get to notice all the ways that self, not self, and of course self means others, arises. Monshin mentioned to me a very interesting Seinfeld comedy routine which he saw on Netflix, and I thought that at least the first 10 or so minutes of it are a wonderful Dharma clarification. It's something called 23 Hours to Kill. And if you, I've mentioned it to a few others, that if you can watch that just about 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes, I haven't timed exactly, it's very clear about how the many ways we caught hold to what creates suffering for us and others, what maintains body, mind, universe as a source of suffering and harming. See, Dogen doesn't say, and other ancestors don't say, get rid of body, mind. Cease body, mind. Dogen uses the expression, body, mind dropped away. Dropped away, body, mind. Dropping away means of itself. Of itself, the caughtness in that. No problem with all the waves on the ocean, with any wave on the ocean that appears. No problem if the sky is clear, all sorts of clouds appear. But if we insist on what clouds should appear, what's wrong with those waves, what's right with the other waves, then all sorts of conditions of our life cause suffering, harming, result in us doing things to, so to speak, ourselves and others, and then try to do other things to think we're going to fix it, all of which perpetuates harming and suffering, all of which doesn't allow us, blinds us to the experiencing of this moment. Experiencing isn't something we need to hold on to or make be a certain way. Even using that word can get us in trouble, but that's okay. Fundamentally, our practice is noting, noticing if you use that word, labeling if you use that word, not because you need to get that knowledge, but so that that could be the springboard of being this experiencing moment. Even if this experiencing moment is hellish, even if this experiencing moment is us being blamed incorrectly, incorrectly, unfairly, doesn't mean there isn't an appropriate response. But if we get caught up in the dream that we're never supposed to get blamed for things unfairly, then we will suffer. That's what is the nature of life, our life, and the life of the universe. And it doesn't matter whether who we're blaming is so-called ourself, what the self-centeredness is about has to do with so-called me. what has to do with so-called others, or any of the myriad variations which we all know can entangle us. That's why practice is so simple, and that's why practice is so difficult. It's simple because it's straightforward in the process of life. There's nothing extra we need to add, so to speak. Nothing new, special skills any of us need to develop. We are all able to do this. We all have the opportunity to do this. Living this life, which in one sense you could say is about being able to discern differences, so we know this is a rough wave, this is a low wave, this person, that person, and yet being the ocean, if you want to use the word oneness, we don't have to get stuck with that because otherwise we make a big deal of that. Being this experiencing, which doesn't require us to create anything. It's the nature of this life that you are. It doesn't require special skills. In a sense, it takes a great skill because the skill is to cease the caught, holding, reacting patterns that we keep on insisting is who and what I am. It's who and what I must do in order to be okay, in order for others to be okay, in order to correct the ones who aren't doing it the way I know that they should. And yet, our Zazen is being exactly as this experiencing is. Nothing special, nothing extra, and yet it is giving ourselves away to this experiencing, giving ourselves away to this moment universe. If I say over and over, it's over and over, and yet it's just this moment, just this is it, not inside, quote, not outside, quote, close quote, and yet it's exactly this life, can't be any distance from you. It's, to use the words that Maizumi Roshi like, appreciating this life moment that you are, as is. So, I hope you all can appreciate your life. Some of us, most of us, many of us are going to get to celebrate Thanksgiving on Thursday. I hope that's a wonderful opportunity, enjoyable for you, and yet also make sure that you know that's a wonderful practice opportunity to be the ocean, be the sky of all the clouds that appear as your Thanksgiving, as they are, as they are. And even the guests of self-centered dreams that show up, self-centered thoughts that we cling to. Welcome those, though. Let them come, let them go. So. Okay, thank you all. And we will meet again, the universe agreeing, next Thursday. Not next Thursday, next Sunday. So, at least that's my intention, to the extent that I have anything to do with it. So, thank you.